You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Michael K. Show. It's beautiful Tuesday, gorgeous weather outside, April 23rd, 2024. The birds are singing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is wonderful in Knickland. The Knicks with the most improbable of victories. Down five with about 40 seconds left, they come back and win it. And now they're up 2-0 over the Sixers. And that was a game, for all intents and purposes, that they should not have won. Jalen Brunson for the second straight game, subpar. But big moments by Hartenstein, big shots by Hart, bigger shot by DiVincenzo at the end. And the Knicks end up winning, and the 76ers go back to Philadelphia, and they wonder what went on, and they try to regroup for Thursday for Games 3 and then Game 4. But I don't think people will like this. I don't even know if you guys agree. Just because the Knicks are up 2-0, and the Sixers in their history have never lost the first 2 games of a best-of-7 and come back to win, I still don't feel great because I don't think the Knicks have played their best game. And I don't think the Sixers have played their best game. Yesterday they played very well, but they didn't close it out. But you can't knock the Knicks. The Knicks are up 2-0. But there's flaws in this team, especially if Brunson is going to be stopped by their defense the way he's been stopped.
Well, there's flaws in the team. And that's why I think, you know, when we were questioning the fans saying we want Boston, like, you know, pump the brakes. But the one thing that this team has is something that Philadelphia doesn't seem to have. And that's some heart and some gumption and some cubes, as you like to say, which is what helps you win games. I mean, to be able to do that, yes, it takes execution, but it also takes belief in yourself that you can do that, that you don't tuck your tail between your legs and say, all right, it's not our night. Let's go get them in game 3 on Thursday, that they still believe that they're in every game that they play. And that's something that you're going to need if you're going to win a championship. Now, I don't know if they've got the requisite skills to win the championship.
What about
the
gumption?
I think clearly they've got the ability to win this series, and if it comes down to heart, they've got that in spades.
Well, we
knew
that's
something that's nice to have. That's something you can't teach. That's not something that you can necessarily create if it's not there. And that's what you got to be thrilled about with this team.
I got to go back and hear the call from Mike Breen. I haven't heard it yet.
I heard it live. Where were you?
I did not. I had family over for a Seder.
Oh, that's right.
There's no volume. I had it on, but there was no volume on.
But you saw this.
I saw it, didn't hear it. So let's go back. Here we go.
Hartenstein, the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Anunoby. DiVincenzo at 3. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a 1-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
That's the rare double bang.
Yeah, you don't get double bangs.
A bang bang is, come on now. Now, here's the question. I guess there was no bang on the previous Brunson 3 because
it wasn't a bang.
It wasn't a bang. It was a clang.
Yeah, it was a clang.
Not clang! A clang! He didn't do that, I'm sure.
But you know what? It was a fortuitous clang because it did drop through. If it doesn't drop through, right now we're talking about how bad and poorly Brunson has played. But it did drop through. The basketball gods smiled on the 7th Avenue rib of Madison Square Garden.
Missed 6 straight, no problem. I mean, listen, this is what ballers do, though. The truth is, great players, to me, are defined by what they're able to pull off when they're playing like garbage.
Right.
And that's what the greats do. Even when they're not playing well, they make it happen.
Now, the question to me, when it comes to Brunson, is it, do you take the attitude of, well, once he wakes up, forget it, we're on cruise control here, we're going to sweep the Sixers? Or is it, hey, we're going to have to figure out a way to win the series without him because it looks like the Sixers have figured out a way to shut him down. So or is it a combination of the two? Because they've been able to win two games without Prime Brunson. So is it just a matter of time before Prime Brunson comes out? Or are we beginning to learn here, which is good for a long-term run, that they might have to rely on the secondary and tertiary guys, and they've been able to come through?
Michael, I'm of the mindset that they feel good saying he's going to come around. He's going to figure it out. He's not going to miss so many shots. He will improve.
See, I'm not so much of that mindset, and I said this after game one, too. I said they might have to figure out a way to win without Brunson because he is 5-for-22 on contested field goal attempts. He shot a combined 2-for-14 with Oubre and Harris as the primary defenders, and he was 0-for-9 when Harris or Embiid contested a shot. They have figured out with a switching zone and with very quick guys on him to really slow him down. So I'm wondering, have they figured out the secret sauce to slow this guy down?
I mean, maybe, but is it possible that it's also a combination of that and he's shooting poorly?
What comes first, chicken or the egg? Is he shooting poorly because of great defense, or is he shooting poorly just because he's shooting poorly?
Well, it may be both, but that also doesn't mean he's going to continue to shoot at 30%, even if they are running great defenses out at him. So I come away feeling good. I don't think
whatever the answer is, matter of fact, you might make the case the better long-term answer is that they win this series without Brunson because it proves that they're not just a one-trick pony. That there are other guys that you can rely on that can get the job done. And this team has always been greater than the sum of their parts. And that's why nobody appreciates them, because you've got to really watch to appreciate DiVincenzo and Hartenstein and Hart and McBride. So, yeah, it looks like on the outside looking in, it looks like it's the Brunson show. But we're learning. It's that if you've been around this Nick team, yeah, he's the star. He might be the major reason, but there's other reasons why this team is in the position that they're in.
Well, if you go back and even look at the last sequence at the end of the game, guys, one of the things that makes this team awesome and you have to appreciate, do you realize, guys, in that last minute, every single player was involved in a major way? Brunson hits the three. DiVincenzo, of course, we know hits the three. Hartenstein gets the rebound and ends up getting the block. OG gets fouled late. Everyone did their part in order to secure the victory. That's what makes this team special.
Hartenstein is a very underrated part of this team. And the combination of Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson played well, too. Played a big, big role. They made the bigs on Philadelphia work for everything they got. Now, Embiid didn't have a bad game, but you know what jumped out at me? Miss free throws. He doesn't miss free throws. I think he missed 4 free throws. He's an 88% free throw shooter. If he hits those free throws, we might have a different show right now. Also, whenever you see with any kind of game, win percentage, win probability. You know, Knicks had a win probability of 4% when Kyle Lowry hit his free throws to give the Sixers a 5-point lead with 47 seconds left. 4%. So you could stick those numbers. The Knicks, according to Elias, the Knicks are the fourth team in the last 25 seasons to win a playoff game after trailing by 5 or more points in the final 30 seconds of regulation, and they're the first to win it in regulation. Josh Hart, 21 points after 19 in the first half, 15 rebounds, 4 of 7 on three-pointers, first player in Knicks history with consecutive playoff games, 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 threes. And as for being up 2-0, the 76ers as an organization, I don't know what this really means, are 0-14 when they fall behind 0-2 in a best of 7. Only the Hawks at 0-21 have more losses without winning a series down 0-2. And the Knicks, when they're up 2-0 in a best of 7, they are 10-2. So I like where the Knicks are. I don't like how they've gotten there. Does that make sense? But I like where they are. Because without playing their best basketball, they're up 2-0. Nothing more you could ask for.
Well, that's why it's like I'm spinning the negative into a positive. That you don't like how they got there, but the fact that you don't like it and they still got there, that's a pretty likable quality.
But you're also finding out the heart, which is so important to be able to get all this done. So you can nitpick it, but God, that is just an unreal way to win a basketball game. And that building was absolutely up for grabs.
Why do we say up for grabs?
It's something I heard Michael say.
I hate it. It doesn't make sense.
Well, say it to the guy that I first
Michael,
heard
why
say
do you
it.
Say up for grabs? It doesn't
up
make
sense. Up for
grabs
mean that it could be taken over. The building is up for grabs. If you don't like it, why don't you take a flying
it doesn't make
off
sense.
A roof?
Up for grabs implies it could go either way.
No,
that's what up for grabs means.
I agree with Peter in one sense. I don't like it, but I disagree because I love it.
Oh! Wait, no,
because it's
sense.
Up for he's right.
It's not up for grabs.
It's complete
it's the
bedlam.
Sixers can't
we don't
grab
know what's
going
to happen. They
That's
might
not
start
up for grabs.
They might
it's up for grabs.
They might charge Monument Park. They might be just carrying the plaques out of the building. They might be ripping seats out.
No, it's at not that what
moment,
it means.
After that moment, you don't know if the Garden's going to still stand.
Up for grabs to me, every time I hear you say it, makes me think. It could either go Sixers or it could go Knicks. It's the opposite of up for grabs.
But that, I'm
it's
not grab. Saying the game is up for grabs. I'm saying the building's up for grabs.
But how, can someone out there tell me that what I'm saying makes sense also?
No.
Anthony, do you hear me?
You didn't even have the sound on yesterday. Shut up.
Anthony, when you hear up for grabs, what does it make you think? You think it means, just tell me the truth. I'm an idiot? It's fine.
That anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
The building's up for grabs.
The building. Yeah, anything the building. Can happen
but
to the building.
But
it has nothing to do with
the game.
The game's
not in question.
But neither is the crowd. The crowd's not in question. It's 100% in favor of the Knicks. It's not up for grabs.
But he says this place. He doesn't say the game's up for grabs. He says this place is up for grabs.
They're going to grab it and they're going to run with it. They're going to turn it
MSG
into their own place.
MSG is up for grabs. Yankee Stadium is up for grabs.
It's not up for grabs.
Like anything. We don't know what's going to happen.
It's not right.
Was it the...
People, where are you? Call and support me. Come out on social media,
no,
you know
I hate
it doesn't
to say
make
this.
Sense.
I hate to be this guy. Peter, you don't like it? Get yourself a play-by-play job and do it yourself, okay?
Well, listen, this just because you do the job doesn't mean you're doing it perfectly.
I think
there's
I'm doing
it there.
Very well, and Mike Breen does it well.
Did he say up for grabs?
No, but he would.
But it's Michael's call, and I love it.
Now
you said it on the home run off of Finley, right? Was that the one I got right?
Which one?
The home run off of Finley in the Padres series. Is that
I
when you said up
you're
for
right.
grabs?
Yeah.
Now,
no. Langston.
Langston, excuse me. Right. So, Peter.
I hear
he
you.
He says it.
Yeah.
One of the great things, listen, I'm no Yankee fan, but one of the things that it was aesthetically pleasing to the eye was all the beer that flew up in the air because people were so excited after the home run. That up for grabs is the perfect thing to say. Beer's flying. Body's flying. A building, it's up for grabs. Not the game.
Don, maybe he likes this kind of call better. Let's listen to Philadelphia's call in the last whatever how many seconds. Here's the Philadelphia television call.
All right.
Getting home court advantage by winning.
Has missed his last six shots. As that one rolls in.
He's strong with the ball. Anticipate grabbing and holding.
Maxi had it and then gets thrown to the floor. Nick Nurse is calling time and John Gogol waves it off. Hartenstein the rebound. Shot clock is off. DiVincenzo for three. And Dante DiVincenzo gives the Knicks the lead.
Now, the beginning of that was cut off when they said you want to split the first two games on the road, mission, something like the job done. And then they end up losing the game. By the way, that's an extraordinarily good call.
Was it? I didn't think so.
Well, first of all, you're not going to be happy.
But it was so undescriptive at the end.
It was very descriptive. She said Nick Nurse is trying to call timeout and it's being ignored. That's what Philadelphia is arguing about today. He was trying to call timeout. And the official did not either see him or he ignored him, and that allowed the ball to be stolen.
Did I miss though? Did she say that DiVincenzo shot it twice? Because it sounded only like once.
Yeah, she might have missed that.
But I think from the tone standpoint, now Frank on Twitter agrees with Peter. That saying makes absolutely no sense. The building being up for grabs means the visitors can take over. But
that's how it sounds to me.
Because this is why Frank is lost and Peter's lost.
Wait,
in that moment, are you worried about the Padres winning the game? At that moment, are you worried about the Sixers winning the game? Up for grabs. So that's the moment. Like, DiVincenzo hits the three. It's up for the building's up for grabs. You extract from that the Sixers still have a chance, or it's up for grabs because people are losing their mind.
But that's just not what up for grabs means.
But in the moment.
What does that mean in the moment? The term up for grabs has a meaning.
Wait a minute.
You're taking away the meaning of a phrase.
No, the up for grabs means that we don't know what anything can happen.
Right.
So if you've got the opening tip, This is up for grabs. We don't know who's going to get the tip. We don't know who's going to have possession.
That's an appropriate way to use up for grabs. It's actually literally up
for
grabs.
But also, in a moment where the building is in a frenzy, what is being described, and albeit a little exaggerating, but still, hey, like this place is up for grabs right now. Everybody's just out of their mind. What, you really take the fun out of everything.
I don't think of the phrase up for grabs meaning that. That's all. It's a different understanding of the phrase.
So everybody's like Ivy League. Like that was the big joke. Like in Ivy League, they're the chants from the cheerleaders is harass them, make them relinquish the ball. Like everything has to be why
Michael,
can't you just have an announcer screaming his head off a building that is going nuts? And then the perfect way is this place is up for grabs is just great theater. It's a great way to describe it. And only a great announcer would think of it. And anybody to question it is completely. Completely out of their minds. So Frank, Peter, anybody else out there?
You know, your
P's and Q's.
Your explanation of it made me actually appreciate it a little bit more. But I'm just telling you, that's not where my brain goes at first.
I'll tell you where you could brain go. Now, while the Knicks were doing this extraordinary comeback and taking just an exhilarating victory, the Islanders were doing the opposite.
Literally at the same time.
Oh,
at the
my
very
goodness.
Same time. Two goals.
They might have blown the series.
In
they were 3-0 on the road, and they lost the game.
Now, the thing is, Michael, because when you look at it statistically and just the math of you're up 3-2, and in 9 seconds, you're losing 4-3 and eventually lose the game on the empty net 5-3. But when you watch the game, you saw it coming. Maybe not two goals in 9 seconds, Michael. They had 12 shots on goal for the game. They had 5 shots on goal in the second and third period combined. They were hanging on for dear life.
Don't say that, because Peter will take it literally.
They were hanging on.
No
one was going to die. It's just a phrase.
It's such a terrible example by you, Michael. Michael, you're obsessed with using phrases correctly. You're using the phrase incorrectly. Period.
Hanging on for dear life?
No. Up for grabs. You're using it wrong. You like the way you're using it. What was the thing we just talked about the other day, Don? We said, could care less. It's wrong, but that's how you say it. Just admit that's what you're doing with up for grabs. You're taking a phrase, you're using it wrong, but you like the way you're using it wrong.
I'm not using it wrong. Please go on about the Islanders.
You're using it wrong. Continue.
So when Jarvis scored, it was about 9 minutes to go to make it 3-2. I'm like, the Islanders are not winning this game because they don't have the puck. Carolina has the puck the entire game, and they're going to have to hold on for dear life. So when Carolina ties the game, your only hope with about, 2 minutes left is that maybe you get to overtime and you get a break and you win the game and just regroup on Thursday, get to UBS and just hope that you can try to find a way to kind of to take over the series. But I didn't expect it 9 seconds for them to be able to take the lead. But they just did not have the puck. It was all 12 shots on goal. So that's what's scary. So now you're down 2-0. You're going back home, and that building is going to be crazy.
Up for grabs.
crazy, but Peter, when I mean crazy, I just mean people are going to be
the
excited.
Same thing. Again,
I don't think they're going to be mentally ill.
But again, I'm not using it literally. I'm using it correctly. I can't believe you're both doing this. It's so frustrating.
I don't think it's frustrating.
I'm not
you're
being
taking
Captain
the fun
Literal
out of
Man.
Phrase.
I'm just being like, oh, really? That's weird because the phrase means something else altogether. It's not the same as literal. I wish, you know.
By the way, the first time in Islanders history, Don, they lost a playoff game after leading by 3 goals at any point in the game. They're now 81-1.
Wow. That's a stat. And not one you're looking for.
Wow, everybody's really coming on Peter's side.
Because it's so obvious.
And they're saying.
But you know why, Don? Do you know why? It's an easy answer. Because it's Let's Get Big Head Day. That's all it is.
No,
I'm fine with it.
Because everybody always sides with me on this show. I'm Mr. Popular all the time.
Lou says, Don's further explanation of the phrase is making me hate it even more. I used to ignore it, and now it makes no sense. Grab what, sir? D. Rob says, I agree with Peter. Up for grabs has a meaning, and the way Don and Michael are using it
does not make any sense to me. That's it. That's all I'm saying. It's fine. I'm down to use it in a different way. But you have to acknowledge it's not the same as the way
we're using it euphemistically.
But it's
and you're not understanding that.
It's not
just like Don said, hanging on for dear life. It wasn't literally.
No, but that hanging on for dear life is an appropriate euphemism. This one's not appropriate.
Yes,
it's not up for grabs.
It's one of the most popular calls in Yankee history.
It really is.
Well, I'm not denying that the call in the moment is great.
No, you are. You got to take a side here.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, which call was it again? I can't keep track of all of my
calls. Can we find it? I mean, wow, how we should be airing
this
right now.
I'm
going to
use it this weekend at Miller Park. I am, Don. Yankees Brewers, the place could be up for grabs.
Now, I don't want to take us away from the Islanders. If
already done it.
If we want to stay on the Islanders debacle. But Michael, where do you sort of rank last night's excitement in recent Garden lore? I mean, it was pretty epic in there.
It's one of the great moments in at least the last quarter century.
Right? Like, Don, like, I don't want to say Mount Rushmore, but like, in terms of the last 25 years, Garden moments,
the thing
last night was a
thing.
Well,
you don't know.
The play that came to me, I don't know if Don would agree, where the Garden was up for grabs,
if you will,
was Larry Johnson's four-point play.
Yeah, that's number one.
But here's the thing. We don't know. It's not going to have a life if they lose this series. So we don't know. Listen, if they go on a major run, it's going to be pretty special. Now, listen, does that Larry 3-4 point play against the Pacers, if they don't go to the final, if they don't beat the Pacers, I don't know if it's going to live forever. But part of a win to get them to the final, that's going to be special. So let's see how it goes. But right now, it's on the table.
Also, Don, Peter, Mike Breen is not prone to hyperbole. And he says one of the greatest playoff moments in Nick history.
Wow. Well, that's high praise coming from, because of course I don't have Mike of course has the history going all the way back. I can't talk about 73. I can't tell you what it felt like. But in my time being around and paying attention to Knicks basketball, the last thing that I think of is, I'm picturing LJ, which is what, how many years ago now is that? 25? 23?
24. That was 1999.
That's 99. Yeah. That's 25 years ago. So, I mean, now Don's right. If they lose the series 4-2, we don't talk about this. It actually becomes the thing you don't ever speak of.
Right, it becomes the Andy Chavez game.
But if they just win this series, regardless of what happens after that, assuming they win this series,
no, it's going to be special.
It's a real moment.
It is still the first round. It is still game two. But in that moment, it was pretty special. I'm going to lose it. Right now, me controlling my faculties is up for grabs.
Why? What's happening?
Shining Wizards, Kevin. Up for grabs means you are battling for something to possess, whether it be a physical item or a figurative thing, i.e. a win, advantage. The people in the crowd aren't competing for the lease to the building. God, you guys know how to take the fun out of everything. No,
but
what he's trying to say is the building, like, we don't know, they're going to take over the building. Right now, the fans
own
the building.
Literal, man, when we're dealing with a figurative fray. Oh, please.
No, but you know, these people are no fun. Let's do the show like proper. We won't use any hyperbole.
Thank you.
We won't be even descriptive.
I prefer. I don't want descriptors. Listen,
Michael should have called it this way. It's gone. It's a home run.
I don't even
a
like
home
gone.
Run.
Wow,
means
the crowd is really, really. Well, I can't say they're going nuts because then they would.
No, the crowd is reacting appropriately.
And for people new to the game that don't know, when a ball goes over the fence, the hitter is awarded all four bases and it results in a run, and everybody that's on base also scores. What a great moment for the New York Yankees. However, the game's still not over yet. Let's watch and see how it ends.
I've got a new phrase, Don. Mm. It's pronounced Sia. It's spelled C-I-A-H. Okay?
I don't get it.
Sia, which stands for crap in a hat, all of you.
You know what?
And why are you saying Sia? You're saying goodbye to the baseball? Baseball, it's an inanimate object.
No, you know,
we
asked Michael, were you saying goodbye to the baseball? Or are you saying, what was the question? Was it the baseball or is the baseball saying goodbye? Or are we saying goodbye to the baseball?
Oh, also, when Gary goes, it's out of here, does he mean it's out of space? It's out of the ballpark?
Out of where?
Yeah. And why would you
bang mean? What does bang mean? Does somebody shoot the basketball?
You guys that's a great point. Bang.
You guys are
what
missing
is bang?
You guys are actually
swoosh
missing.
Makes sense because that's the sound the ball makes when it goes through the net.
You guys
you did, Peter? You soiled this whole show. That's what you did.
I listen.
Yes, because yes, it's good. But bang.
You guys are kind of misunderstanding the argument,
okay.
Actually. That's really the frustrating part.
Hey, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Rangers look to go up 2-0 in their series with the Capitals tonight at MSG, with coverage immediately following us right here on 98.7. In baseball, Yankees face the A's at 7:05, and the Mets take on the Giants at 9:45. Yankee game, of course, can be seen on Yes. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. Hey, you know that my home is my happy place, and that happy place needed a refresh. That's why I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters to give it a facelift. They've exceeded my expectations with great workmanship and communication. I received daily updates on the progress of the job, and when they finished, they made sure I was happy. They didn't just pack up and go. No, they wanted to make sure I was completely satisfied before they considered the job completed. They take pride in what they do, and you can trust them to get the job done right. I couldn't be more satisfied with the Serta Pro Painters. The whole process has been stress-free. Now's the time to do the home painting project you've been putting off. Schedule your free estimate today at CertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the dictionary definitions of up for grabs is it's available to anybody who wants to try and get it. The stadium's up for grabs, so the fans could take it over. They could take the stadium over. It's up for grabs. It's wild.
That's the way I always took it.
Of course that's what it means. And I can't believe the people are calling me and Don old hacks. You're backing up Peter on a sports point? Okay.
Oh, so he's offended, and now he's lashing out.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I do.
Because normally he would normally be the person to defend using a phrase the way it's intended to be used. All I'm expressing is that when I hear the phrase up for grabs, it means it could go either way.
Right.
I don't understand how the building, in terms of and I'm not being literal. I don't understand how it could go either way. It's what you're trying to describe, I'm guessing, is pandemonium. But to me, I would never describe pandemonium as up for grabs.
Anthony, do you have an up for grabs call there yet?
We're trying to find the right up for grabs call.
I had a hard time finding it.
Good. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it's in Don's imagination.
Wait, so you don't have one specific call, Michael, that's like a meaningful up for grabs moment?
You had one last year.
Did I have it last year?
It was last year.
Oh, you made me
before.
Feel bad. Like Don, I thought you were saying I like, you know what it on one of his big calls. This is just a thing that he says. This isn't like a...
But I remember him doing, what was it, the Martinez home run against Langston in the 98 World Series. I was the first time I heard it. That's the one I remember.
But Michael doesn't even know that that's the call, so obviously it's not that important to him.
I've listened to that call.
Everything I say is important.
Okay.
You got it? Okay. There's no throwaway lines in my world.
No, that's right.
Now, the reason why Anthony might not be able to find it, I'm not necessarily sure it was in the call. It might have been you made the call of the home run, and then it was a little back and forth, and then seeing the delirium in the crowd, you said this building's up for grabs. So they might have cut it off before you said that.
You know what I have here, Don?
I bet it's the Yankee starting lineup.
Yankee starting lineup. Brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. Yankees face the A's tonight. Volpe, the shortstop, leads off. Soto in right field bats second. Judge in center hits third. Stanton, the DH, cleans up. Batting fifth, first baseman Anthony Rizzo. Gleyber Torres, who might be off to the worst start of all, he's at second base. He's going to bat sixth. Batting seventh, playing left field, Alex Verdugo. Oswaldo Cabrera, third base, is going to bat eighth. Batting ninth, also, I think he's 3-for-33. Austin Wells is going to catch and bat ninth, and Marcus Stroman will pitch for the Yankees against the A's. That was the Yankees starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees and Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
You give good lineup.
Thank you, Donnie. Let's go to the phones. Let's try to restore order.
Please.
Because it seems like the show is up for grabs. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island. Joe, why don't you start it off, JoJo?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Great. You?
I'm doing good, guys. I just wanted to bring a point that I think is pretty important that no one's really talking about. Everyone's talking about Jalen Brunson and his struggles, but I'm going to read you two stats from both games. You tell me what you think about this guy. 11 points, 4 rebounds, no assists, 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 3 from the 3-point. That's game 1. And game 2 is, we got here, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 of 10 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3. That's OG Adonobi. We traded RJ Barrett and Quickley for this guy. He really should be stepping up. And if you want to talk about defense, I'm pretty sure that Maxey and Embiid had really pretty good games. You know, I'm just saying, what's he doing?
Well, I think he's played good defense because if you look at their defensive metrics when he's on the floor, they're a much better team. And also, you say you traded RJ Barrett and Quickley. Do you realize? I believe the Knicks are 23-2 with OG Anunoby and Brunson in the lineup, and you're questioning that trade? You think the Knicks would have had 50 wins if they kept Barrett and Quickley?
No.
I mean, goodness gracious. The team is predicated on Jalen Brunson. Any offense that you get from Anunoby is a plus. It's almost like a bonus. He's there to play defense and to hit the corner three every now and then. He's done his job playing defense. You're not going to stop a guy like Embiid. You're not going to stop a guy like Maxey. And you shouldn't be able to stop Brunson. But they've stopped him for 2 straight games. And you know what? The Knicks have won both. Let's go to Spike in St. Pete. Spike.
I got to tell you something, that last call. OG Anunoby went to the free throw line with no pulse last night and made the free throws like Kawhi Leonard. They took a nap on the free. He also got the rebound and flicked it out so Dante could drain the three.
Well, Hartenstein got the rebound and he passed it out to OG.
No, but he got the pass back.
Right.
Right. Listen, that brought me back 29 years. I was in the garden when Joey Crawford had hair and Reggie Miller pushed Greg Anthony down and went through that whole diatribe and that loss. But that was wonderful. It's elder abuse at my age to have to go through that, but I wouldn't want to go out any other way. That was fantastic. Nick Nurse should shut his pie hole because he should have done what Eric Spoelstra, arguably the best coach in the game, does, and be assertive and tell the officials, you got to tell the rules, the crew chief was John Goble, and tell him in case it's a dead ball or, you know, it's out of bounds, I'm calling, taking a timeout. Kyle Lowry, who's a pain in the ass at 38 years old, made a horrible escape route to get the inbounds pass, and they let them play. And the Knicks stole that game with loose balls They left Josh Hart open. Are they going to learn their lesson? What is he now, 4-for-7 and 4-for-8? Mm-hmm. And he played the 48 minutes? Here's the difference in these teams. I watched the Laker game, too. The four best doubles are AD and LeBron and Luka and Kyrie. We know who they are, Tatum and Brown and whoever else, and Jokic and Murray. The top two teams, Boston and Denver, continue on. Mm-hmm. The problem with this thing with the Knicks is they have 3 through 8. They're going to 8-man rotations. They don't have a setup with two guys like this at this point. 3 through 8, the Knicks are better than any team in the league. 7 turnovers, held their ground off the boards, and yeah, there was a lot of ass and luck with Brunson's shot going in, but they fought hard, and listen, Tyrese Maxey got to the rack and made every shot until the one that mattered the most, and Hartenstein got down the court and got a fingertip on it. That's the best win I've seen in 25 years. Allen Houston's shot.
One thing that you said that I would disagree. You know, they let them play. If that happened to the Knicks, you'd all be screaming. Because Maxey was smacked around by Hart and by Brunson. Now, they let him play. Okay, that's a euphemism. They let him play. But if it happened to the Knicks, you wouldn't like that. I mean, even Stephen A. Smith, who now is the biggest Knicks cheerleader in the world, said that the Sixers got rooked. Because there should have been a call there. I mean, watch the replay of that, guys. I mean, he was manhandled.
Best win in 25 years that Spike said. That's an interesting one. Right?
Oh, we found it up for grabs call, Peter.
Well, let's hear it. I'll tell you what I think.
I got to give credit to Dan Allen Rourke on Twitter because he was the one that said, I knew it was recent. It was your first home judge walk-off against the Blue Jays.
You know what? Dan Rourke's the best.
And we have it here.
All right.
And the 1-2.
Now, I set that up with, if he hits a home run here, this place will be up for grabs. So that's why when he hit it, that's why I just said up for grabs. But Peter doesn't like it. So you know what, Don? I guess I should just take it out of the
air. I think you should.
Yeah, take it out of the arsenal.
I mean, how many things have, for the 7-8 years I've been on the show, how many things has Michael been critical about in my life? The things that I say, things that I wear, things that I do. Mm-hmm. I take it in stride. I have one thing that this great legendary broadcaster said that I go, not for me. And I'm all of a sudden a bad guy?
Now, Don.
It's called being a friend.
Wouldn't you agree that in 1995, I think it was the Baseball Network at the time, they did the Yankees and the Mariners playoff series. The first wild card series ever. And Mattingly hit a home run. Remember that?
Yeah, Gary Thorne.
And Gary Thorne said, oh, hang on to the roof. There's no roof at Yankee Stadium. What does he mean? Peter, what did he mean?
You guys keep, this is very hard. It's frustrating.
But
you're
Don, that, I think you're that this a point is I'm absolutely spot on. If you're going to be literal, what does hang onto the roof mean? There's no roof at Yankee Stadium. And that's one of the great playoff calls ever.
Hang onto the roof, though, you get the idea that you mean the top of the building.
But if there were top of the building, roof. It's open air.
But it was in the kingdom, it would make sense.
Right, right. I mean, listen, I wouldn't say that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life either, but I'm not offended by it.
But you're offended by mine.
Up for grabs, as we've talked about it more, I've actually grown to dislike it less. But I am frustrated by the fact that Michael is not seeing what I'm saying. Because
neither
he should.
Don, forget about me. I'm the artist. I drew the picture. Don is standing in the Louvre looking at the picture and going, you know what? That's magnificent. Yeah. And then some bald-headed guy walks over and goes, I don't like that picture at all.
Yeah,
and Don's defending it.
It's just some lady sitting there staring off into space. Right, I don't get it.
Is that a smile?
She's smiling. What the hell's going on over there?
She got gas.
But I'm just saying, and a lot of people are saying, everyone's saying, that they also just don't understand why up for grabs. It's a phrase that has a meaning for me that's completely unrelated to what's being said. So, Don, like, it's not like saying that, oh, whatever, the hanging from the roof thing, whatever the hell that was, that's like an exaggeration.
Well, no, it's not, because there's no roof. Well, here's Gary Thorne's call, which is one of the great calls.
Here I'll be the judge.
Three of them by right-handers, five by left-handers. This one by Mattingly. Oh, hang on to the roof. Goodbye, home run, Don Mattingly.
Awesome.
That is an unbelievable
call. I love it.
Call.
It's a fantastic call, and I truly enjoyed it. It's not the same thing, though. It's not an apples-to-apples comp.
Why?
Because hang on to the roof doesn't actually have any meaning. It's nothing. Hang on to the roof is just saying something silly and fun to imply something crazy's happening. Well, But up for example, the other night against Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney had a crazy fight in which, in the end, Ryan Garcia ended up winning and shocking people and beating Devin Haney. He was 8-1 dog.
Do you know that they wouldn't let them throw out the first pitch at Citi Field?
I do. We talked about that.
Oh. And I wasn't on that day.
You weren't?
No, I guess I left for Ian.
Oh, yeah. So it was a total mess that week. No one thought it. Anyways, three knockdowns and Garcia wins. Now, everyone thought the cards were pretty close because Haney had won some rounds in the middle of the fight. Let's say at the beginning of the 12th round, Haney knocked Garcia down. So now there have been knockdowns both directions, and they're in the middle of the ring trading blows. If right then Todd Grissom, who was calling for the fight for DAZN, said, this fight is up for grabs, that has meaning. That's what the phrase is. It's confusing to me to apply it to the crowd. It's confusing to me.
Because it's up for grabs. Like, what's going to happen next? The possession of the building. Are they going to riot? Like, it's theirs. They're taking over. This is crazy.
It's
a slight exaggeration.
It's not exaggeration, though. It's a slight misuse.
No, it's a slight exaggeration because I don't think anybody really believes.
But the building can't be up for grabs. A game can be up for grabs.
Let's go to...
We should argue this at Harvard. This should be like a debate. We should sit down.
They've got other problems at Ivy League schools now. Let's go to Tony in East Chester.
Let's go to Tony. How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Great. Not even a conversation. Peter, you're wrong. Michael, Don, you're right.
Thank you,
First
Tony.
Time calling. Love the show.
Thank you.
One thing I got to say. Why doesn't Peter put some time into thinking about... I'm in the car, but I'm usually watching on Yes. Peter, why don't you not make as many faces and talk to off-camera people while you're on air? I mean, you could drink your coffee, but don't be obnoxious about it. Like Michael and Don do. They just take a sip, but you're doing a whole new thing.
I just want to thank you, Tony, for invalidating your point completely by showing that you just don't like
it. I love it.
And turn your radio down. It's Radio 101. Anyone since the dawn of time who's listening to radio. You are what some people describe as... Some would say a functional moron. As my friend Don LaGreca said last week, I'm going to go non-functional moron because you didn't even know to turn down your radio. But once you then decided to attack me because of the, quote, conversations I have with other people. By the way, Don, everyone does the exact same amount of communicating with the guys on the other side of the glass. Once you showed me you just hate my guts, you invalidated your point. So it went from a +1 for Michael and Don to back down to 0-0.
Now, I'd like to call one of them. I'm not going to do a full time. I'm going to do a 20.
20? All right, call 20.
Just because somebody likes you and dislikes you and disagrees, it does not dismiss their disagreement as wrong.
But when they
could be right on both.
They could. But when, Don, tell me if you understand what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
But when you call to make a point to support you guys against me, and the next thing you have to say is disparaging me in another way, it kind of lets you know there may be some bias in the initial opinion.
There could be bias, but they could still be right.
I thought he was going to say afterwards, like, oh, and by the way, about the Islander game last night. But no, and it was like, oh, and by the way, the reason Peter sucks is, I think that hurts the initial argument. That's all I'm saying.
Don, why don't you tell us about BetMGM?
Well, New York Rangers are back in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's time to take the ice for playoff action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM has you covered with countless betting options for hockey, including same-game parlays, props, teasers, live bets, and so much more. With a new and improved app that makes betting faster and easier than ever, and special offers for Ranger fans, it's no wonder BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. If you love hard-hitting hockey action, you're going to love wagering at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of the excitement as the Rangers return to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Light the lamp with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Rangers. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus years of age to wager and physically present in New York and New Jersey only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available in New Jersey. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, the second annual DPHO and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. It's the pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please Zing Zang responsibly. All right, we'll go to the phones. Let's go to Riley in Waterford. Riley.
Hey, guys. What's up? Thanks for taking the call. I love the show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, so first thing with the up for grabs, Peter, nobody likes that guy, the corrector guy. Michael is a legendary voice for the Yankees. So
and the ultimate corrector guy. I mean, do you listen to the show? His name is Michael Corrector Boy K. I mean, what?
Just let it go, man. The guy can use it however he wants to use it.
But he would criticize. But all we do here is critique people for a living. He does it to me. I do it to Don. He doesn't get special rules just because he's Michael K. Listen, I text him when he's great, and I go, oh, my God, I love it. What a great call. Oh, you were fabulous. He's not here. Someone writes something about him, I defend him. I fight Phil Mushnick when he writes something nasty about Michael. He's my guy. He's my friend. He did one thing I don't like, and I refuse to back off of it just because he's Michael K. Excuse me, no.
Riley, you bring up good points. What else?
Just let it go. Anyway, I just don't think it could be talked enough about the Knicks' intensity. They have one star, and the rest of that team just battles every single game, and I just am so impressed. The Garden was on fire, and I know you guys have been talking about it, but I just want to get that out there. So thanks for taking the call. Peter, you know, don't be that guy.
I agree with you. I agree with your second point, Riley. Thank you.
They have an intensity, and I mean, we here, you know, we use that word dog, and you know, it's been used for the Knicks really play like they're possessed. And I think that, you know, the mindset that's instilled in training camp by Thibodeau, continues throughout the season. They don't have load management. They don't take days off for no reason. They play hard. You know how many minutes Josh Hart played yesterday? Every one.
Yeah.
Played 48 minutes. He wasn't even tired at the end, Peter.
No, his numbers are insane, man. That guy, the New York Post stole my brain the other day when the back page of the paper was Heart and Soul. I mean, he really is. He's such a huge piece for this team. And I know statistically he was down this year from where he was a year ago, but he is showing you in the playoffs what he is, man. He's the man. He is the man.
You've got to give Leon Rose in the front office a lot of credit. They picked this guy up in the middle of last year. They picked OG Anunoby up at the end of the calendar year, before the trade deadline, before anybody could make a move. And then they gave up a significant package for him. And you know what? He helped them get to 50 wins and the number two seed. The front office has done an unbelievable job. And the biggest and best job they've done is that they bring in people that fit what Thibodeau's about. They don't bring in guys that are Cadillac guys. They bring in guys that are grinders. They bring in guys that will do anything to win a game. That's how they've won these games. They have not outplayed the Sixers for the most part. They've outworked them. They've outwanted them. And they have done everything possible. They've gotten floor burners. They've gotten the 50-50, the balls that you need to get. I'll tell you what. They put together a team that personality fits the coach's personality and the way he coaches. And I don't think that should go unnoticed.
Well, I think
they've done a great job.
It says something about, to me, maybe I'm reaching, guys, it says something to me about the sort of intrinsic similarities between Tom Thibodeau and Jay Wright. There's obviously something about the way those two guys that tick that have the same effect on these players. Because there's a reason, guys, that all of these Villanova guys have come out in a different way. All three of them are one. You guys would all agree, right? Each one of them is a full level up from what they were prior to coming here. Full level.
And I think a lot of it has to do, Peter, is that they stayed a long time in Villanova. They weren't one and done. I think that makes players more complete. Let's go to Carlos in LBI. Carlos, what's up, Los?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All great.
Love the show, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call and say two things. One was about the Knicks. They're going to win this series, obviously. Jalen's not playing well. The Sixers are playing great defense. These people who are calling the show kind of giving Jalen a hard time, it's silly. The Sixers are just playing very good defense right now, and they're trying to shut them down, and they are. But thankfully, the rest of the team's stepping up, and that's what the game's all about, and that's what this team is all about. My second point was, Peter, you got to let it go, bro. Got to let it go. I love you, dude. You're a great guy, but you sound a little silly on the phone right now, fighting with Michael over that.
That's all
I got.
But I just have a question, Carlos. Why Michael never lets anything go? Why, when it's me pushing back against Michael, are there people who have to come out and tell me that I must back down and fall into line when he would never do the same thing? Why is there a different rule for Mike?
Well, the line was going bad.
What a surprise. Another person who can't keep a good phone line.
I'll tell you why, Peter. I have the answer for you.
Go ahead.
Because when I really go up and in on this sort of thing, I'm right. You're not.
A lot of people, I'm telling you, you're taking calls from the people. Even, you know what? Don has been on your side. Let me ask Don a question. Don, would you say in your perusing on the internet, does it appear that most people agree with Michael or agree with me?
Agree with you.
Thank you.
All right, so there's some defense guys right. that they're still lined up to defend you, but the more people are defending me on the line.
And I will say this, I think to defend Peter to a point is that I think the people that are killing him, what they're saying is know your role. Like, how dare you go after, like, Michael can do it because you're only Peter Rosenberg.
I don't agree with that.
Like, I agree with the callers disagreeing with Peter, but the reasoning, they lose me.
He's Michael
Peter's
K.
allowed to question Michael.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
That's how they feel.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to back down. I'll never back down.
Let's take a brief time.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
We've got to talk more about... Let's forget about the up for grabs. We'll talk about the Knicks and the Islanders and the upcoming
what
game.
What a week for the Garden it is. You kidding me?
It's unbelievable. And there's not even a Billy Joel concert. Well, I think there is a Billy Joel
concert. No, there is Thursday, I believe.
It's unbelievable.
It's going to be up for grabs that night.
There's no empty seats at the Garden. And by the way, how's it going for Jim Dolan? The Knicks, the Rangers, Billy Joel sells out everything, and the Sphere's unbelievable.
It's been
a good year for Jim Dolan.
Really has.
Hey, the hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They will contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer. Without any shots, go to njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.